Welcome to Among Other Things, a podcast where we discuss spiritual matters and how they apply to modern living. This podcast was recorded back in October 2019. And only now, after the apocalypse in 2021, are we releasing it to the unsuspecting public. So we hope you enjoy. Please don't sue us.
Grandma rolling.
Oh, you missed that.
I missed what?
Our topic.
Oh.
That's right.
No. This is a third-rate podcast. We don't announce who we are, what we're covering. We just start recording.
I'm Josh. For the record.
All right.
With Ronnie and...
Philip? Yeah. That's the English name.
That sounds so made up. What?
I don't know. There's nothing on my documents, my legal document that says that, so I don't know what they got these names from.
How they pronounce it at the airport.
Señor, papeles, por favor.
Beyang.
Yeah, I remember a certain individual would say it with the kind of conviction that kind of sounds discriminatory. Beyang.
Okay. All right, we're starting?
Yeah, we've been rolling. Cool. We're a minute in.
All right.
What's up? I'm going to cut this out.
Oh. It's Kanye's new album.
Hype level 9,000.
All right.
All right, guys. Be awake.
So, what are we going to talk about right now?
We should talk about Kanye.
You want to talk about Kanye?
Yeah, he dropped his new album. We can make it two sections.
Yeah, that's true.
He likes Kanye?
No, he just likes thinking that he's right.
So, what's the topic?
Whatever's on your mind. What is the gospel? What is the gospel?
I don't like that topic.
Why?
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
The truth, but boring.
Well, I mean, considering Kanye's latest album, you would kind of have to have an idea what is the gospel if somebody with a crazy public persona as he is accepted it. There's got to be something to it.
And if he's sharing it now.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Through 30-minute albums.
Was that a rhetorical question?
No.
It's basically like, it's like the good news. It's the message of what God did for us. Obviously, to expand on that, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, and he sent him as a sign of love. And knowing that we would kill him, but...
Kill him or reject him?
Yes, both.
Inclusive, yes.
I mean, both of those happen and continue happening. But knowing that some would accept him and that it basically would serve as a sign that, or not a sign, but like a demonstration of, you know, here's how much I care about you. And if, look, you know, if Jesus is able to overcome death, then, you know, it definitely the same thing is possible for any of you. And that is that's basically what's being offered. That's like my short summary of it. Did I miss anything, Bjorn?
Short summary.
Really? That was perfect.
Why don't you like talking about it?
You think that's boring?
I mean, granted.
Bjorn's lost his passion.
That's kind of been true for the past 10 years.
It's because he's going to be getting married.
I know.
We cut that out?
No, we ain't cutting that out. We ain't cutting
that out. Is that how you feel, Josh?
He's rejecting the grace.
In more ways than one.
Dad jokes.
I'm not your dad. I am a father, though.
Dad jokes.
No, but yeah. Why is it boring? Because, I mean, I agree, but I want to know from your perspective.
Heard it too many times?
No, I think, like, if we were to be off podcast, I wouldn't mind talking about it.
Off topic?
Ronnie, pretend to turn off the recording. Okay, what's wrong? What's wrong, Bjorn?
No, I just don't think. I think it needs to be more, you know, controversial, I guess. Granted, Jesus.
You have a spicy take on this, and you're not going to give it to us.
Yeah,
why are you
holding
back?
You know what I'm saying? So, what do you mean?
I mean, let's be honest. There are people who, for lack of a better term, have an idea of what the gospel is, of who Jesus is, and majority of the time without bringing supernatural intervention into it. They're not receptive. They clearly don't want to hear it. And I'm curious, perhaps your understanding of it can give some insight into why that is. Because I can tell you why, but I want to know from your point of view.
Know what? Why? What?
Hearing the gospel, receiving the gospel is boring and not for me.
Is that what you meant?
No, that's not what I meant. I'm saying as far as talking about, I thought we had a whole different take on the way we're going to do the podcast.
Yeah, and that's a controversial take. So, you said it's boring.
For the people who are, like, coming from, if you were to come from the outside, you listen to just straight up, just pure gospel, Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Like people are more prone to chime into something that like, let's say like abortion, right? We talk about abortion. That's like a huge thing. That's like endless pit. But people would chime in, mad, happy, whatever they are, whatever they feel. People chime in no matter what, or they listen to it because it's something that they feel heavy about, I guess, whether it's Christ related or not. So I think they'll still listen. And they'll be like, nah, these fools are stupid. They're a bunch of dumb Christ followers, whatever. But they might still listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they might just put their two cents in. Whereas let's say we talk about the gospel, right? Unless we want to make it hot somehow. I don't know. But if you just talk about the gospel, like, let's say like a sermon, right? Then people are less prone to be like, okay, it's just a church sermon.
You're saying the gospel is not controversial.
It is. But it's not, I don't know.
Why don't you go share it in Saudi and see how that works out?
Quick, get a crowdfunding to get him a plane ticket so he can go.
Yikes.
When I was like in elementary school, like I had to research like a random country, and it was Saudi Arabia. I somehow missed all the negative parts about it. When I was in like elementary school, so I didn't really pick up on stuff like that. Or maybe it just wasn't in the Wikipedia. I don't know.
Wikipedia was around that back then?
Maybe it wasn't Wikipedia, but like Encyclopedia Britannica or something.
Oh, goodness. That takes me back.
I'm sure the people of Saudi Arabia are great. Rulers, not so much. That oil money, though. See, like, you just got to make it controversial, and then it's more exciting.
And then it just goes silent.
So why do you say it's boring if it's controversial? Is it boring or controversial? How can something be boring and controversial? I'm going to be on your case about this the whole time.
So if you were to say, let's say as a non-believer, you scroll down Facebook and you see an ad for Christian dude. Obviously, it's a clickbait, right? It's a clickbait example. I don't know how to say this.
Christian clickbait? Is that a thing? Clickbait.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Press like if you love the Lord and ignore if you love Satan. I'm sure you've seen those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's say that, right?
Ignore that's, this and if you want to go to hell.
That's for the... ain't nobody clicking on that. But it says, Christian dude says it's okay to have an abortion. But then when you actually read it, he might say, nah. You know, like...
Misleading title?
Yes. Clickbait. That's what it is.
See, when I think of Christian clickbait, I think more of this guy stood alone against a crowd and refused to acknowledge yada, 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 and proclaimed his faith. And then the crowd goes wild. Click to read more.
No, that's not a clickbait.
Yeah, that would be that feel good nonsense that already professing believers would like to read. Makes them feel better about themselves. That's why they have Christian movies.
Maybe because it's old news. Is that what you're saying?
The good old news?
No one wants to read old news?
No. Some people like old news, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like historians. Is it old news? The gospel?
If you go by time frame, timeline of when the news came out. Is it relevant? Yes. But from the day it came out, the news came out until now, obviously there's time difference. I mean, years elapsed, you know?
I guess it's a relative thing. If it's the first time you've ever heard the news, well, then it doesn't really matter when someone else first heard about it, because it still applies to you. It's just like, oh, well, if you missed out on this news, you've been living under a rock.
Yeah, pretty much.
There may have been some, but I think it is getting less and less.
Yeah, and, you know, to kind of throw you a bone here, I think the reason why, and perhaps maybe you're not articulating it well, why discussing something like the gospel will be boring to some and kind of same old to others, it's because at the core, it is essentially a message about you need help. You can't help yourself. Here's the medicine. And for some people, it's like smoking cigarettes. They know they shouldn't. They know they should get help and quit. But they just love that sweet, sweet nicotine. And if you tell them to quit, they get belligerent or they get upset or they just tune you out. And much in the same way, the medicine that we claim to be peddling is something that maybe people don't want to hear. And so it comes off as boring because it's nothing exciting, nothing new relative to your worldview. So I can understand, you know, it's not part of my worldview. It's not something that I want something to do with at the moment. So why should I hear it? And I understand because I used to be the same way.
I guess you could say the same thing about other topics, though.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is, like, let's say Christians, right? Like, whether you're Baptists or Lutherans or, you know, whatever.
Mormons? Seventh-day Adventists?
Seventh-day Adventists. They still believe in the gospel, right? That Jesus died.
Jehovah's Witnesses?
I don't know. They don't believe that Jesus died.
He's just trolling you.
Yeah. Who's the other, you know, Presbyterians and, like, they all believe, right? Majority of them believe
Muslim
the gospel, boy, the gospel, right? So it's something that within the church, like, okay, the gospel, we agree that Jesus died for us, you know, but when it comes to like topics like having sex before marriage, right? That's probably one of the big ones. Or like,
this is a Christian podcast.
So like things like that, like, or, you know, like abortion is another thing. What's other stuff that we talked about that's kind of like...
Marijuana. Ooh.
Okay, like weed, right?
Gambling.
Gambling, things like that. Like addiction.
Politics.
Right? Politics is another... I'm not good with politics.
We're going to get canceled.
But things like that.
Me so
like,
too movement.
That's something that like the church has like different opinions on, right? So...
Racism.
Racism is on the thing.
I'm just throwing things out.
No, there. Just things like that. Like, I guess, like, people could relate that are non-Christians could tithing. Also relate on with, you know, the topic.
Yeah.
And then same thing within the church. There's a lot of different denominations that, like, have different opinions about certain topics. So, it's like, if you have, like, topics, like, I guess, like, people would ask, even Christians nowadays would ask, if God's so good, why is there, you know, hurricane, or like, why are people dying? And things like that. Like, or they might take it personally and say, if God is so good and graceful, why did he take my dog away or my dad away or my mom away or something like that, you know, my brother or, you know, things like that. So like, topic like that, I think it intrigues people more. I don't know how to explain it, but I think
it's more personal.
It is personal.
And you're right. But yeah. You know what? You have to start with a foundation somewhere.
Somewhere, but does it have to be now?
Why not? Saying,
you know, say, Todd, let's talk about the things we need to get the people in first, and then pull the Kanye, right? Start rapping, you know, I ain't saying she a gold digger, you know, blah blah blah, rap, and all of a sudden just come out with the boom, Christ Jesus is King.
What is this heck music over here?
You know, we're gonna talk about this stuff. Put some Jesus in there a little bit. But then, like, when we get more people listening to it, like, boom, the gospel.
I think maybe what you're alluding to is that, as there's been parables about, people often are going to reject the gospel when they just... If you tell people it plainly...
That's true.
As I just stated earlier, and then people are just going to be like, okay. You know, like, a lot of people that hear are just going to be like, whatever. It kind of depends. So I think really... And you know, as the parable said, like, you have to be in a certain state in order to receive that gospel and for it to take, you know, for it to start growing, and to actually grow to the point of producing fruit. And it's not, and like the way the parable states is like, there's a lot of seeds going out, but not a lot of them are taking going to immediately root. End there.
Yeah.
And like, even though you're the one like spreading the seeds, you may not be the one reaping the harvest. Like, you may not even be around when that seed finally starts, you know, growing and producing fruit. So maybe what you're getting at is, instead of just like, bam, here's the gospel, how could we get people, basically, like, how could we prepare them so that they're ready to receive it, or maybe make them interested in actually receiving it and pursuing it, rather than just like, oh, that's the gospel. Eh, nah, I'm okay. Thanks, though. And then they keep walking. They throw your pamphlet in the trash.
I guess the thing is, change mind of people who think Christians, because we see like Christians, right, quote unquote, go out there like with the LG, you know,
the alphabet people.
Yeah, the alphabet people. There's so many alphabets, I can't remember.
Yeah, we're gonna get canceled for sure.
The LG, I don't know.
That's more offensive if you get the acronym wrong.
I'm so sorry, guys.
And girls.
And girls.
And it's.
We're gonna
actually, that's more offensive. Anyway,
we're gonna cut that out.
But
what was I going with this? Yeah, there's like Christians that are going out there like, oh, you're gonna go to hell, you know, turn to God, blah blah blah. But what is the love in that? So I want to change. Like, I think the podcast is great to put it out there for anyone who listens. Hopefully, we have some listeners eventually. But to say, hey, this is not what Christians are.
You're in
like.
Charge of our marketing, by the way.
Oh, yikes. That's a tough one. Because people already have certain ideals about Christians, right? Like, oh, they're goody two shoes. Oh, they think they're self righteous. They think they're better than us.
Why are you describing?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, things like that. But like, I don't want them to think that way. I want them to say,
I'm glad you picked up on it.
Like, I want, you know, oh, they cool. Like, they're just like us. They have problems just like us. You know, they curse. You know, not like we shouldn't. I'm not saying, you know what? Some people do curse. And some people drink. But, like, drinking is on another topic. But anyway.
Stop calling me out.
We're not different, you know? We're all humans. So, like, what? So, we're not saying that we're better than them. We're saying, hey, this is what I found and I want to share this with you type of way. But, yeah. Nobody wants to listen to the gospel when you're going to tell them the gospel shit up. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make that relationship with them first.
Okay, then I will take it one step further and ask you, then what is the gospel? And how do you convey that in a not so, for lack of a better term, evangelistic way? Because there's a way to share the gospel in which you're pretty much lecturing somebody and browbeating them and telling them they're bad and they need to get themselves right and all that stuff, which is correct, but it's not very compassionate and it's not very relatable. And unless the person wants to hear something like that, it's only going to push them away, like you're saying. So then how would you convey the gospel then? What is it? And how do you convey that to people in their everyday lives?
Josh mentioned, I mean, gospel, put it in like very plain terms, it's like Jesus died for you while we're still sinners, because he loved us so much.
And you said that was boring.
Right? Yeah, he really did.
No. So you're taking it out of context. I just said.
Jesus went to the cross knowing that 2,000 years from now, his son, Byung-jun, would call his act boring.
No. Don't put words in my mouth.
That's why he said, forgive him, Father. Your young does not know what he's doing.
You're old news, Jesus.
Wow. You guys are evil.
So how old were you when you realized that that was actually in the Bible?
What?
That he said, forgive Byung, for he does not know what he's doing.
You're evil.
He was today's years old.
You need to go home. I forgot. What was I going to say?
Ronnie was asking you to give a simple gospel.
Yeah, simple gospel.
Non-boring way that like...
Oh, like how you would...
Pretend like you're talking to
share
someone...
Share the gospel with someone?
Who's not heard it before. And like you want to present it in a way that's like... It's like, yo, you definitely want to get in on this. Some good stuff.
The easiest way, I would say, or...
Without being preachy.
Yeah. It's to live it. Like you got to live it, but still show... Like, you can't be like... Remember when... you're listening to this, yes, I'm talking about you. Would be like, he's gotten better, you know, but he's still like this time. I don't blame him, you know?
He's still bad.
He's, back then, he was worse when he used to be like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, be like, hey, you guys want to get McDonald's? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, like.
Sir, I think it was. I'm getting something from McDonald's. What do you want? Jesus.
That's true. That's actually very 100%.
You want fries with that?
He better be on the dollar menu.
What do you want with that?
The Holy Spirit.
All right. I get it, man. I get it. See? So that, it's good. But at the same time, it takes people away. Because I've been in situations where people would be like, okay, he's holier than thou. You know? Like, he's too Jesus for me. He can't relate with me. You know? Even though he does say all this stuff, like the things that he's gone through, blah, blah, blah. But he pours his personal stuff. But the Jesus, 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 just people can't just seem to overcome that.
Yeah, it could be too much.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't like him for that reason at first.
Yeah, that makes sense. It made me a little bit like, oh, man, he needs to stop. Like, you know, like.
You're making me look
like bad. I've been there. Like, I've been there by myself and lost a whole bunch of people and friends. And there were a few people that I did grab attention to, came to Jesus, you know, or came back to Jesus, which was great. But in the midst of that, like, how many people did I lose? Right. Mm. So. But the best way is for you to live it, but not overbear it onto your friends or people that you meet. Just show love. You don't have to say, this is Jesus' love. Just say, this is love. You know, and people would some people would be like, why is this guy so loving or so kind? Because there's no, if people question when you're so kind or loving to someone without like
this is scam.
Any reason. Yeah, it's like. Even I do that though. Like I'll go to a grocery store and this dude's really, really nice. I'm, dude, why is he so nice?
And no, I feel weird. Tipping. What's wrong with him?
Like I'm Christian and this dude, whoa.
I ain't tipping.
What's wrong with these people?
No, I do get that though. But at the same time, I'm like, man, we need more people like that. You know, because I'm not even like that. You know?
What does that say about you?
So, but the best way is to be friends with them too. For you to be able to be relatable, you know? On an earthly basis, as like, look, if you have problems with, let's say, gambling, like you like to gamble, okay? Like we all have things that we like to do, but that's just your weakness. And see, I don't gambling, let's say drinking, because a lot of people drink, right? Like I even drink when I go out. Like I don't like drinking.
Until you show up hungover?
No, I don't show hungover. I don't like drinking. It doesn't taste good to me. I prefer wine, but.
You're Korean, though.
So?
That's still drinking.
Yeah, it's still drinking. But I hate beer. But when you drink, you know.
We lost our sponsorship now.
Thanks. Give this man a shot.
Jesus talks about, I don't know, there's topics about drinking, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Christians shouldn't drink. Oh, you're a Christian, why are you drinking? Blah, blah, blah. And then when you start drinking, like, oh, he says he's a Christian, but he ain't a Christian because he's drinking. So things like that, even like people outside of the church, they judge you for that. So, but I want.
And inside church.
Yeah, sure.
Especially.
You know? But back to the topic, I'm getting lost there.
Well, it's all related.
Yeah, being relatable with people without banging Jesus, you know?
Into their heads.
Into their heads.
Yeah.
It's like the best way.
Then let me ask you this. A lot of what you're explaining is pretty much sharing the gospel through your actions. What if you need to use words?
There's time and place for that, definitely.
Yeah, then how would you convey that with words? If somebody's like, hey, I've been hanging with you, Byung, you're awful nice, and you're always kind and, you know, willing to hear me out and be there for me. What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, if they're upfront about it, I would tell them, be like, hey, man, you know I go to church. Or, like, if they don't know me like that, like, let's say someone at work comes in, like, oh, I go to, you know, I believe in God and I believe that, you know, God's been so gracious to me.
And that's what I'm asking, pretty much.
So that's when, depending, like, what kind of questions they're asking, you know?
Is what was my question? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You're so nice. You're always there for me. You're kind. What's wrong with you? Who'd you kill?
I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Exactly. That's what I'm looking
No, that's not the gospel.
No, I'll just tell them. I feel like if they ask questions like that, like specific question,
yeah, like that,
I would tell them. I would say, no, this is what I believe in.
You stuck him right in the eye.
But I wouldn't go on like a freaking sermon talking about Jesus. I'll just tell them like within a sentence or two, like, look, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And this is what, you know, this is what I learned. And call it at that. I've been in situations where my non-believer friends would have a hard time and call me like middle of the night. Doesn't do that anymore. You know, we're too old, I guess. Huh? Call me in the middle of the night and start crying. Like, hey, man, I'm going through a rough time, blah, blah, blah. And then I would just say, hey, man, you know, I go to church. I just want to pray for you. Is that okay? And most of the times when they're in that state, they would accept a prayer. And I told and I prayed for them. And I was like, and I had this, you know, this feeling of like, bro, tomorrow morning, you're going to feel joy. You're going to feel happy. You're going to, you know, you're going to feel different.
You prophesying over here?
And next day, he like texts me like, bro, he's like, thanks so much for praying. I do feel much better. I feel peace. And then that's, and he actually came to our church, but then he stopped coming because, you know, whatever. What's different issue.
No. Come on.
But he did come, but then he stopped coming after a while, after, you know, some people. No, it was, but you know, things like that do happen. So you just gotta know the time and the place to what you say and how to say it. And if you miss that, then you just miss it. You gotta wait for another chance.
Okay. Like I agree with your points, but I guess because I'm more cynical, I would say that a lot of people are quick to say when you kind of live your life in a way that reflects a character that is more Christ-like, people would be more quick to say that you're just being nice because, you know, you put that energy out into the world. You have that kind of good karma. And so you're living your life in a way that has a positive impact on everybody. You put good out into the universe and the universe returns good to you. Mm. So it's very easy to misconstrue from an outside perspective, obviously, to misconstrue your good actions that are clearly Christ-centered.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to misconstrue that for something that is very worldly and pagan in nature, you know, like karmic justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, if you were to randomly stop some people in the road, you know, and ask them, do they do charity? Do they give to others? Are they compassionate? Do they have a heart for those who are suffering? And most people, unless they're psychos, will tell you, yes, they have a heart for those in need and they do what they can when they have an opportunity. And we as believers will identify that as, you know, an act of compassion and mercy as Jesus or as God would have us perform. But for them, they don't necessarily see it like that. They just see it as being a good person for the sake of being a good person. So then your next challenge is, how do I convey my actions so that they know, yes, I am doing good. I am doing right. But it's not necessarily because I'm a good person. It's because something that is fundamental to the gospel. You know what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
And that's where you kind of have to have a distinction. I'm not being good because I want good karma. Although it is preferable because, you know, in this society, we reward good behavior and punish bad behavior.
I mean, different people got different ways of
explaining it.
We're explaining or spreading the gospel. So I feel like you got to do your part and what's best for you. Because if you try to do a different thing that's not you, you're just forcing it. It's not helping you. It's not helping people to come to Christ, I feel like. So, like, if you, I feel like there's some people who are just dead on, like, bro, you gotta believe in the gospel. You know, there are people like that. Like, kudos to them. It might work. It might not. But they're out there reaching people that I may not have been able to reach or vice versa. So for me, I think it's important, obviously, to show Christ to as much as people, you know, you can. But I feel like I do my part, and then when we come together, we do our part together. But I gotta do my part as a Christian, as a follower, to bring these people who I can and how I'm best at doing so. If that makes sense.
I'll share a quick story.
Go for it.
All right. So in downtown Baltimore, about once a week on a random day of the week, you'll see this guy standing at the intersection of some of the major streets down there. closer to the Inner Harbor. And he will have this big amp and a microphone. And he stands out there. I don't want to say berating the crowd, but he certainly ain't quiet. And he's telling people, you need to get right. And granted, what makes this even more complicated is that the individual on the corner is white. And because it's downtown Baltimore, the passersby are black.
It's the white man's burden.
So there's that racial tension aspect there of a white guy shouting at black people about they need to get right, which if you don't hear the rest of his message, it sounds incredibly offensive. But I've seen him, and the content of his message is essentially the sense of urgency to believe in Christ. And I've watched him.
This was after you believed or before?
I didn't work in downtown Baltimore before.
Oh,
I
believed. Yeah, you're right. Okay, it's recent.
Yeah. So even before I believed, I had an issue with this kind of act. Because if you go through Tacoma Park and Langley Park in Maryland, close to D.C., you will see a whole mess of Latino people dressed up in full-on tuxedos with the same getup, shouting in Spanish, of course, to a whole bunch of them people there. That they need to believe in God and they need to get right and they need to do X, Y, Z. And anyway, relating back to this white guy, I stood there watching him, and the content of his message is essentially kind of pleading with people in the way of demonstrating their lack of righteousness and their need of a savior, which we can fundamentally all agree is true. But unfortunately, the way he conveys his message sounds as though he's lecturing people, sounds as though he's kind of like giving them something they don't want or don't want to hear. And it to your credit, it's fundamentally something about the approach that you can share a message in such a way that it's kind of lost on people. And then people, trolls really, will just like ridicule or laugh or downright ignore it. And I understand he's trying to do his part. He's trying to do what he's supposed to be doing of sharing the good news. But I can't help but feel that I kind of want to give him pointers, but I don't want to give him pointers while he has the mic on.
Go take the mic. Show him how it's done.
But I applaud the effort, though, because it takes a certain level of balls to stand on the corner and tell people, not that you're going to hell, but, you know, you need to get right, that the way you live your life is not fruitful, that ultimately we all die and must stand before the judge. I haven't seen him in a couple days, but he's going to be out there. He's going to be out there again. And again, not to say that it's bad, but, you know, both as a coming from a non-believer to a believer, it still doesn't sit right with me because it seems like you're just shouting down somebody in order for them to believe. And if you were to be honest and look at the actual numbers and data, how many people really come to Christ through something like that? You know, how many people really accept your message through that kind of act? And if anything, the next time somebody hears the word Christian or Jesus or gospel, that's the first image that pops up. Yeah, and that's an automatic turnoff.
It does harm than good.
Yeah.
So you need to weigh yourself of the way your approach is. Is it doing more good, or is it doing more harm? And I think I have no issues with someone going out there and just spreading the gospel with the mic, right? But if you're going to do that, I think you have to do it in a very gentle and kind way. I think that would work. But if you go out there and like, look, I've been there, you share your personal story, but then you don't bash on people, like you're going to hell, you need to, repent, you need to do all this. No, man, just show love. I think if you're going to do that, just show strictly love. And nothing else, like pure, genuine love. And I think you have more people that are more accepting. But, I don't know. Because I think I would, if I heard that. And this dude is like showing, like talking about love and like.
Well, and that's the thing. He is talking about love. But I guess, again, I have to give him pointers because he's just going about it wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It might be right for him. But for me, if I were on the other end, as skeptical as I was, I would not have accepted that.
Yeah.
him to tell me God has a plan for you, I'd be like, bull. Everything I've gone through life tells me he does not.
Yeah, God has a plan for you that, like, and also you got to be careful what kind of sentences and words you're using. Because, like, if you're talking to this non-believer, God's plan for you. I don't even believe in God. So what's the, like, what, you know, it don't make sense. Like, you just got
to
be.
He planned for me to lose my job or child?
Yikes. That does happen all the time. So, personable, loving, and watch the words you use.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I think, like, I mean, it personally, if I went down the street and I heard someone, because I hate that too.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. Like, if I hate it as a Christian, imagine how much, like, the non-Christians hate.
Bruh, in my new position, Padre, I hate it as well.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how it is. So, but then, like, if you walk down the street of Baltimore and someone with a mic was, like, speaking, like, his personal, you know, what do you say?
Testimony.
Yeah, testimony. Like
the buzzword.
Story. I say in a story. Life story. Life story. Right?
Confession.
That's what I said. Confession. Okay. Oh, no, that sounds weird. Confession brings that the Catholic, and that's even a different topic. That's even worse, man.
Like, why y'all like little boys?
Oh, no. Anyway, and then this dude was pouring his heart out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, this is, I would probably get a little teary, you know? Like, this dude, he's talking real. Like, he's genuine love. And people could see through that.
Or how about this? You stand on the corner, you say, regardless of how you're feeling today, God loves you.
Okay.
Regardless of what you're doing right now or what you're about to do, God loves you. And you just keep repeating that stuff. And then someone's like, but I did something.
It still triggers the mind of,
like, curiosity.
But like, I just killed a dude. Right. Like, let's say you never know who's walking down the street.
You don't know downtown Baltimore.
It could be like an assassin. Like, you never know. You know, I watch so much movies. You can tell. But you're like, I just killed like three men. God still loves me. But yes. he's thinking about it. You know, and he's just thinking about it, right? Yes, that's true. He still loves you, bro. Like, it's a lot better than shouting like hate or like love hate. If that makes sense.
Yeah, overwhelming.
Yeah. I think it's mediocre, but it's better than
the other stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
People don't like a salesman, but you kind of are trying to sell something.
Yeah, you are. It's like
we have a product to sell, and people kind of, if they get the sense that, oh, you're just trying to sell something, and like what your motives are for selling it, or if they're not right,
they'll call you out on it.
Yeah, they'll run away, or they'll just be like, nah, no thanks. It's, you can't be too pushy. It's more like, hey, this thing I have changed my life and you can have it too. It's like, it's just, here it is. Anyone can just go and take it.
Yeah.
So you should totally take it. And, I said that is like marketing, like how you sell.
Yeah.
How you sell it. I mean, I don't know if you want to actually.
It's true though.
Explicitly state it as.
You can do it
marketing
implicitly.
The gospel, but yeah, it effectively is what we're trying to do.
Have you seen the Forever 21 or, what's the other one? In-N-Out Burger. I think Aldi carries a brand of egg, and each of the things I'm mentioning has a passage from the Bible.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Aldi brand eggs, if you open it up, it says, this is the day that God has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
I didn't know that.
And it has a sunrise because for breakfast, you eat eggs. So it has it right there. Forever 21, I forget what passage they have printed either on the inside of their bags or on the bottom of the bags. For In-N-Out Burger, they have John 3:16 at the bottom. Yeah. And it's implicit, you know?
Who reads that? Who looks at that?
What does Chick-fil-A have?
Close Nana? On Sunday. They close on Sunday, bruh.
No, they got Kanye endorsement. They brought it back.
That is true.
We brought it back.
How did Jesus spread the gospel?
He didn't.
He was the gospel. Was and is.
Well, I mean, he told people about him. He's like, hey, here's why I'm here.
How did he?
Not the first 2 years.
Yeah. How did he spread the gospel?
Yeah.
He hung out with his homies.
Yeah. He was walking with the Gentiles.
No. Those were Jews. He was walking with the Jews.
He hung himself on the cross.
He didn't hang himself on the cross. He was put there.
Well,
boy, this is why I asked.
It was not suicide.
Well, technically, he hung. He could have took himself down. So the fact
that's
that
not the same as hanging himself.
Yeah, it's really not.
But he was hung on the cross.
Nailed.
Okay.
That's how he spread the gospel.
Through action.
Action. By dying.
So there you have it. You can spread the gospel by words, by actions, or by dying.
No, my point was that. Well, that would count as action as well.
To die for someone?
Probably the most
advanced action.
Extreme action you could take.
Of course.
Which is why Jesus is like, that's the most, the biggest sign of love. Sacrificing your life.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree with Beyond that. Basically, my point was, Jesus, he explicitly said, I didn't come here to condemn everybody. So he didn't go around being like, you all going to hell.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
You better, I would know.
Y'all better listen up or else I'm going to be the one sitting up there and telling, judging you all.
Yeah. It just wouldn't.
He could have said that. Did he say that? No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like a couple times to like his homeboys, but he didn't go around preaching it to everybody.
Yeah. So like if you look at the Bible, when you read the New Testament, he goes ham on the people who believed mm-hmm. in God.
He criticized the established.
Exactly. Which makes sense.
Teachers.
They should know better.
Yeah. But then he showed love to the outsider, to the non-Christians.
The ones that didn't know better.
Exactly. So and I think that's the biggest thing we need to take from is you could show love and whoop some of your people that's in the church. Or just show love to the people who are not in the church.
And whip them once they come to church.
Exactly. That's actually, yes.
He was loving both, but he had to discipline. He had to discipline who he had to discipline,
yeah.
Which was the established, the Jewish teachers.
Yeah. Because they're already inside now. They're in the pack. So if you're in my pack, if you're going to the wrong way, I'm going to whoop you so you can go to the right way.
They had different expectations on them. They're supposed to be leading, but they're actually setting a bad example, which is even worse.
Yeah. So the same thing.
So like parenting, you're allowed to hit your own kids.
That's true.
But exactly. Not somebody else's kids.
Yes.
Like, look at Jesus' marketing techniques. He basically, like, he was doing, like, party tricks. He's giving out free food.
Right on his face. He did give out free food, though.
Yo, if you go to a wedding, be
thousands
like,
of people.
Look, guys, I'm going to turn some water into wine. That's a party trick.
Oh, my goodness.
Even the Christians are going to cancel us.
Yikes.
Josh does have a point, though.
But he was doing things that, like, it didn't really have like a direct, like he wasn't like directly like making a big impact on people's lives by those signs. He was doing it to like show like, hey guys, there's something here. You better be paying attention. Like there's something amazing here. That was his marketing strategy.
Yeah. Like 2,000-3,000 people that were there trying to get some food. I mean, I'm sure not all of them were listening. They were like, oh, free food. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, a lot of people there were like, oh man, he made some fruit. Let's go follow him and get
sounds
more
like
free
our church. And that's fruit food, I'm there.
And look, he like went across the lake and like they followed him across this huge lake because they want more food.
They were hungry.
And then he's
clearly in John 6, they ditch him once he tells them the actual requirements of following
right.
him.
See?
Right, right. But they were, he got them interested basically.
Exactly.
They got hooked.
And then he's like, well, and then he starts dropping the real stuff. You know,
he used to fish as a bait.
it was an object lesson, as that word was taught me earlier.
Jesus Christ, the original hustler. The first sample is free.
First sample is free.
I was going to make the joke about, or not the joke, but like the analogy of like, oh, we're pretend like you're a drug dealer. You have to sell.
No.
The drug is the gospel.
Nah, we ain't going.
That's
there.
Awful. Is it addictive?
Watch a new drug come out called the gospel.
Could we plus?
It's kind of similar because like there's competing drugs.
Just give us 5%.
Why is our drug the best?
If you come out with it 5%,
because it's fresh, uncut, unadulterated.
White as snow.
White as snow. Ooh, yeah.
Oh. One hit will take you to heaven.
Okay, too much. We're veering into blasphemy here. All right, well, that was a nice general discussion of what the gospel is in a roundabout way as to how it relates to marketing and getting others.
And the summary was you got to live it because no one cares about hearing the boring summary of it. I mean, like Jesus taught it to his inner people and people that like were following him. But he didn't go around like first thing that he tells people like, hey, I'm Jesus. I'm here because I'm going to die for your sins. Like he didn't like that wasn't like the first thing that he just said to everybody that he met, yeah. even if it was true. Like he had other things that he would teach, and he was basically trying to help people, and he wasn't trying to like condemn. So we should probably try to emulate that.
Yeah.
If it worked for Jesus, maybe it'll work for us. Although it's maybe, I mean, he's a little bit more capable than we are.
So through actions and through words. Preferably through action.
Just do it.
All right. Our spiritual advisor, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Don't let your memes just be dreams.
He's our patron saint.
Yeah. All right. If there's nothing else.
That's it. Sweet.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Jesus.